red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. Those are the seven colors within the spectrum known as Roy G. Biv. Now the violet, or violet, is the seventh chakra, known as the crown chakra. This is where you'll be focusing your energy on for the violet flame. Again, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet are the seven chakra healing points within color spectrum, also known as Roy G. Biv. The first chakra, which is red, the second chakra, which is orange, the third chakra, which is yellow, the fourth chakra, which is green, the fifth chakra, which is blue, the sixth chakra, which is indigo, and the seventh, which is violet. So as you raise up the ladder, up from red all the way to violet, it's a concentration of your energy. So when you get to the point where you want to point that flame, it's a concentrated energy to work up to the higher self. And then it's an inner thing and outwardly. So you project it inwardly, or it's projected from within and then directed outwardly.
The Ascended Master Saint Germain is calling you as a fellow spiritual alchemist to fan the flame of joy, transmutation, mercy, and resolution. Bathe the earth in violet fire. Saturate yourself and your loved ones in the energy of the violet flame and watch your world change. Don't take it on faith. Listen to the scientists. For the scientific minded, here is the greatest explanation of why the violet flame works. In our physical world, the violet light is the shortest wavelength of light and therefore the highest frequency in the physical spectrum. Since frequency is directly proportional to energy, the violet light also has the most energy. That means it has the greatest ability to change matter at the atomic level. So what happens when you use the violet flame? With every beat of our hearts, energy is flowing to us from our higher source. Every moment, we decide whether to put a positive or negative spin on it. We have the free will to qualify God's energy coming to us by the law of the circle, the law of karma. That energy will return to us. Our energy choices come back to us, bringing more of the same into our lives. It comes as lessons for us to learn to do better. It comes as an opportunity to make things right. Negative choices cause negative energy to build up in ourselves. Our psychology, and creates our limitations. Many refer to this energy as negative karma. This happens on a group level too, in communities, countries, and the world. This group karma affects our destinies. The visualization, affirmation, and meditation on the violet flame consumes this negative energy. Transmute it to positive energy. We can work with this violet light to turn ourselves and this world around. We can set the energy free. Saint Germain teaches that the violet flame has the ability to change physical conditions because of all the spiritual flames. The violet is closest in vibration to the components of matter. The violet flame can literally consume the negative layers of energy within and between the very atoms of your being. Think of it, if you can set free energy that was locked in place by a negative thought or feeling, are you not going back and changing the past? Think about that. So, taking your electrons for a spin. When you call for the violet flame, it sets up a polarity between the nucleus of the atom and the white fire core of the flame. The nucleus, being from matter, assumes the negative pole, and the white fire core of the violet flame, being spirit, assumes the positive pole. This interaction sets up an oscillation, a vibration that dislodges the density. On contact with the violet flame, this dense substance is cleansed, is purified, and restored to its native purity. The electrons begin to move freely again and raise our whole vibration and our energy level.